Hello, my name is Chris Manning, and I'm here to share with you the fruits of my ever-evolving story. Through guided mindfulness meditation, I hope to help you live a deeper, more meaningful life. Please join me on this sacred walk, and let's continue to learn to meet life gracefully, however it decides to show up. I posed a question on Instagram last night, asking if anybody wanted me to address anything during this podcast. I was expecting a question on meditation, but that's not what happened. One lovely follower asked why, even though she feels she loves herself, why does she sometimes not trust herself and sometimes feel like she is lying to herself? Well, the key word here is sometimes. Our minds are made up of different personalities. Some positive, some negative. We're not one solid, unchanging person. Our minds are a battleground. Multiple personalities fight for dominance, and circumstances and training will determine in our minds who is going to take charge at that moment. Is it the one who wants to eat cake? Or is it the one who wants to be slim? When we become more mindful, we learn to interrupt these patterns of the negative mind and make a more positive choice, because our true identity, the one who we really are, is the one who is awake, the observer, the mindful one. We can loosely hold this very question during our meditation sessions. There is the one sitting during meditation who wants an awakened mind. And then there's the one who doesn't want to sit still. We can watch this process. And we can consciously choose the one who wants the awakened mind and therefore stay seated even through this discomfort that's arising. The body screams, move, but we can learn to not listen, or at least not obey. The benefits of this don't just stay in meditation, they radiate into our whole lives. We're less at the mercy of the spoiled brat inside, the great whinger. We can have a word with him and say, I know you're not overjoyed at having to do this task, but if it's not done, things will only get worse and nothing will improve. So let's, for a few moments, with that in mind, come into a seated position and get comfortable. Gently closing the eyes and the spine relatively straight. And take your attention to the top of your head. And let your attention gently cascade through the body, finding any points of tension and just allowing our awareness to saturate these points and seeing if a loosening can happen. A dropping of the shoulders, a letting go of the abdomen, whatever's in the way of your peace, allow your awareness to move through. Awakening these areas so they can unfold within themselves. And we're choosing the one who wants the awakened mind. The one who wants to sit in meditation. And when you're ready, come to the sensations of breathing, wherever you might feel that. This could be the tip of the nose, the abdomen, or the whole body. Just being at ease, no struggle, no grasping hold of the breath for dear life, just receiving it, allowing the breath to open you. Receiving the breath in an expanded state. And just being with the breath all the way in. Being with the pauses. And being with the breath all the way out. Now, this is a very short podcast today. But keep your eyes closed, because I'd like to read you a poem written by a friend. If you like this poem, you can find her on Instagram at maya.a.poetry. And Maya is spelled M-A-Y-A. So keep your eyes closed as you listen. The missing pieces of peace always seem to stream from the tangled thoughts of dreams. And when it happens to be, the sun shines after the rain, her flowers bloom forth from the deepest depth of pain. Hope you enjoyed that. you can also come and meet me on Instagram at mindfulnessman. I give live meditations on there and answer questions and try to inspire people to sit. I give daily little snippets of teachings through stories. So that's all for today. I'll see you very soon. Thank you for your attention and time, and really genuinely wishing you great peace and joy. Namaste.